Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Vaccines are the answer, but, you know, it's the premiers who are the problem because they're not distributing them properly. But then the premiers tell us, well, those who will talk to us, tell us that they can't get enough vaccines from Ottawa, and it's a tangled web we weave. And then yesterday we had the new regulations from the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, at Ford Nation, closing outdoor facilities. So email to roy@roygreenshow.com from Tavares says, cops can now balance city budgets with their $750 fines in the next 30 days. See, we get cynical, don't we? We do. We become cynical of the process. But you have to know that police services in this province have said, no, we're not going to do this. We are not going to stop people. Ask them where they're going, where they've been, do whatever questionnaire we're supposed to, and then fine them $750 if our officer isn't satisfied. We're not playing ball. The Ontario Provincial Police is doing it. But then again, there's the rumor that the premier may be hitting his bicycle running. Well, I don't think he's seen a bicycle for a long time. But anyway, he may hit somebody's bicycle running later on today. And if he does, we'll carry it. Dr. Donald Gerson is Canadian. He owns a firm called Nuvax, P-N-U-V-A-X. He's an internationally respected vaccine specialist, production specialist. He's done it around the world with great success. He worked with a Nobel Prize winner for medicine. And yet, Dr. Gerson's Nuvax facility in Montreal, which is literally half a lob wedge away from the National Research Council semi-building. Dr. Gerson's building, his facility, his ability to produce vaccines has been disregarded, even though his company contacted the federal government in the early days of last year and said, hey, we can get into producing vaccines, millions and millions of them for Canada. And they heard nothing back from the federal government. But we know from Mr. Trudeau and from his ministers that there's no facility in Canada that can produce the vaccines necessary for Canadians. We know because he's told us. And they're directing $170 million to the National Research Council, which is, again, I don't know, a few feet from Nuvax. Anyway, I've gone on too long. Dr. Gerson, how are you? Good to have you back.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Did I misspeak on anything?
No, you nailed it. Absolutely.
So let's pick up the ball where I just dropped it. And this is what's really gotten my goat. While we're told that there is no facility that can produce vaccines in the numbers required for Canadians, even though you've been on the air telling us repeatedly, and you know what you're talking about, you have the international reputation and experience, we're told there's no facility that can do it. Yours can, as you've said, but they put $170 million toward the National Research Council. How far is that building from yours?
Oh, it's 100 meters, more or less.
100 meters. So, you know, what's that? So that's maybe, know, maybe it's a pitching wedge.
350 feet, whatever it is.
It's an easy pitching wedge.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lob wedge.
You know, a couple of minutes walk.
So how ready are you? If you had been responded to immediately, Dr. Gerson, when you made your offer or your approach to the federal government early during the pandemic, the first wave, if they had come back to you and provided you with what you needed to start producing vaccines for Canadians, how quickly could you have done it?
We would be making them now. We would be making them now. That's for sure.
In big numbers?
In big numbers. Absolutely. I mean, many, many millions we could be making right now. I mean, we first contacted them a year ago, March, and got no response. Finally, they came back to us in June and said no to us in October. So, you know, what kind of decision-making process was going on, I have no idea, but, you know, it didn't help the country, that's for sure.
So you could be making vaccines on a daily basis now for Canadians that require them or who require them, but we keep hearing from Ottawa that no such facility exists in Canada. Maybe they can't see you because they're... Never mind. I don't want to get silly here, but it is an infuriating situation.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, look, a couple of really important points. I mean, we know that the vaccine committee is conflicted. One of the original members left because the other ones were conflicted. We know that. So, you know, the government, unfortunately, is not getting good advice. But the critical thing from our perspective is that Canada needs to hit all the levers and push all the buttons at its disposal and use all of its resources, including us, to get this thing under control. This is really an unprecedented emergency, and it's getting worse and worse because of these variants, which were not predicted early on, but they're dominating the scene now. I mean, the economic losses to this economy in Canada and worldwide far, 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 I mean, by a thousandfold outweigh the investment required to solve this problem. I mean, what are we going to do next summer when we're talking about the same thing? And it's really not too late. They just spend the money now, get over whatever their hang-ups are, use the resources we have, and we can make products that will save lives and save the economy in the long run. I mean, it's crazy that we've been dillying all this long time and nothing's happened. But on the other hand, you know, we've been approached by other countries and other international organizations to produce vaccine for them, and we're in the middle of those discussions. And, you know, I hope it will happen because, you know, today total immunizations equal somewhat less than 10% of the global population. And, you know, the WHO estimates that maybe we'll get everybody immunized by 2024, something like this. But we still got 90% of the human population to immunize. And if we don't do that, this thing will keep popping up like whack-a-mole. And, you know, the populations that avoided it still aren't immunized. So if it comes back into them, they're going to get it again.
Okay, so let me go back to something you just said, Dr. Gerson. And everything you're saying is valid, important, and significant for people to hear and understand and know. But let me go back to something you said.
Yep.
International governments or their representatives are contacting you and Nuvax to produce vaccines for their people. Yes?
Correct. Yes, absolutely correct.
But there's no facility in Canada that can do that. Did you not know that?
Well, you know, other people in other countries must have a different set of glasses than the government in Canada.
So now I just want everybody again in this country to hear this. Dr. Donald Gerson, who's an international expert in vaccine production and vaccines, he has the CV, he has the experience. Other countries are approaching Nuvax and Dr. Gerson for his company, for Nuvax, to produce vaccines for their people in their countries. But we're told by our federal government, the infallible federal government, that no such facility that can produce millions and millions of vaccines exists in Canada. And too frequently, that has just been dutifully repeated. Dr. Gerson, would you, if they came to you today, if the federal government came to you today and said, we were wrong, you're right, we want to get Nuvax on this, we recognize the importance of this, would you be able at Nuvax to start producing vaccines faster than the NRC, even with their $170 million cash injection?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look, we've got a fully equipped facility more or less ready to go. There's always some, you know, retooling to adapt it to a particular new product and process, but that's a lot less time and a lot less money than let's dig a hole in the ground and build a new building and get it, you know, to get Health Canada approval, you have to prove every single piece of equipment in that building works as planned. And, you know, a year ago, we were completely ready. And today they're still doing construction. So they've got this what's called validation process to go through. And typically that takes a year plus to do. And so if they imagine they're going to be ready, you know, in a few months, I think they just don't know how to do it. So, you know, we can do everything we have to do to get this going, and I mean, you know, they can build their building and do something, but let's do both, and let's make vaccine here while they're getting started. They can do more later when they're ready, but why hesitate? There's no reason.
You're a very diplomatic man, Dr. Gerson. You're a very kind man. I wouldn't be as kind as you are. The fact is that you can do what needs to be done for Canadians, and you haven't been green-lighted. Nobody's come to you and said, we will use your existing facilities and use your knowledge to the benefit of Canadians. So that's where we stand. I received an email to Roy at RoyGreenshow.com. Dear Roy, I'm a pharmacist in Alberta. We get vaccines out as soon as we can, as soon as we get them. Provinces are not the problem. And that's from Arlen. So, Dr. Gerson, is it your sense, and we'll do this in about 20 seconds, is it your sense that you'll be producing vaccines for other countries in the not-too-distant future?
It's looking very promising, yes. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
If this were television, you'd see my head shaking.
Well, you know, we have to look at this at a global perspective. If we make vaccines and it's for somewhere else, it chips away at that 90% of the global population that needs to be immunized. But of course, my primary preference would be to do it in Canada for Canada.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, the government has to step up and agree with that and pay for it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.